You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Woke has gone wild. Well, in a lot of ways, but here's one. So American Eagle, the clothing manufacturer, they've got ads promoting their denim. It's an ad campaign that stars actress Sydney Sweeney. And it has now been revealed that she is registered a Republican in the state of Florida. Now, she's in one ad where she's kind of busting out of a jean jacket that's, let's say, it's not entirely buttoned. So she's kind of busting out of it. So there's been some conversation about that. The whole theme of the ad is jeans versus jeans. J-E-A-N-S. Jeans, like the pants or the jacket or the shirt. Jeans. J-E-A-N-S. And then it's a takeoff on the other word, jeans. G-E-N-E-S. Like the jeans that make up who we are. And one of the ads, jeans are passed down. Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, are passed down from parents to offspring. My body's composition is determined by my genes, G-E-N-E-S. This is part of the advertising. So this has caused some people to freak out because she has blonde hair and blue eyes. They're relating this to some kind of genetics commentary, that people with blonde hair and blue eyes are better. And they're even relating it to the concept of Hitler and the Nazis. You know, they loved people with light hair and blue eyes. They thought those were the perfect humans, and they wanted them to mate. They wanted them to produce more people with light hair and blue eyes. So there's the conversation about this being an ad, or the series of ads, is a Nazi dog whistle. It's a reference to Nazis. It's a reference to the Nazi mentality of being blonde, blue-eyed. And I got to tell you, I don't see it. I don't think I'm naive. And I can see through a lot of things. And I do often on this show see through a lot of stuff. But I think this is totally bogus. This is woke gone wild. And Sweeney, you know, got attention because she's, you know, sexy. She's on, White Lotus and a couple of other shows. Fox News has really heavily covered this. Trump has weighed in. The first time he misspelled the name Sydney, spelled it with an I instead of a Y, but he deleted that and then and reposted it. But he's all over her, condemning Taylor Swift again because Taylor Swift didn't support him for president. And I don't think Sydney Sweeney has supported him, but she is a registered Republican in the state of Florida. But not all Republicans voted for Donald Trump. Let's be clear about that. But here's what's interesting. As soon as Donald Trump made a positive comment about the ads from American Eagle, American Eagle stock went up 23%. And apparently people were buying the jeans. Donald Trump said this is the hottest ad out there. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty hot, so it's a hot ad. But I would agree that this is just wokeness gone wild. You know, you put somebody with blonde hair and blue eyes in an ad. And as I said on the Substack video that I posted after the show yesterday, and you can comment on that, Scoot on the Air Substack, and I hope you'll join me and become a subscriber. I commented that everybody should be proud of who they are. If you've got light hair and blue eyes, you should be proud of who you are. And it doesn't mean you're a Nazi. And it doesn't mean that you're a tool of the Nazis. She's an attractive actress, and I'm assuming that's why they did this. I think people are just looking too deeply into this, and they're just really trying to stretch it into something that's negative. I don't see this as a Nazi dog whistle at all. I see this as something that is absurd. And look, give Donald Trump credit. When he comments on something, people do react. There are a lot of Americans who react to what Donald Trump says. And that's why the stock of American Eagle went up. But to feature her in ads, because she's got blonde hair and blue eyes, this is somehow a negative thing. This is absurd. And we should not accept this as anything that should be accepted. It is totally wrong to criticize these ads because she has blonde hair and blue eyes. And people with blonde hair and blue eyes should be proud of who they are. They didn't steal the blonde hair or blue eyes from anybody else. They were born with them. And we should be able to respect people who are of all different shapes and sizes and colors. And if you've got blonde hair and blue eyes, it doesn't mean if you're used in an ad, it doesn't mean that that's some kind of a Nazi dog whistle to try to attract the attention of right-wing radicals. So, again, woke gone wild is what I think of these this controversy concerning these ads. Sydney Sweeney, really sexy, really attractive, and so she's got blonde hair and blue eyes. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.